Good afternoon. My name is Amara Rojo, and in today's podcast, we will be discussing the 2015 film Arianna through my interview with Italian director Carlo Lavagna and Professor Marini Maio from April 8, 2019. Carlo Lavagna was speaking to us via Skype from Italy, while Professor Marini Maio and I were chatting from Carlisle, Pennsylvania, in the United States. We will be discussing the conceptualization of the film through setting and Lavagna's research methods, and how this contributed to the film's distinct queer gaze that managed to avoid any voyeuristic tropes regarding the intersex condition of the film's main character. So we begin this interview with asking director Carlo Lavagna how he managed to figure out the right age to place Arianna.
And when determining the age that she would be, why did you put her so much older? Why not 15 or 17?
That because I spoke with a lot of people in that condition, and I realized that, I mean, it's weird enough. It's more common for these guys to realize what they went through later on rather than when they're 15. And also because they have puberty later. So it's really something that happens, I'm not saying to everyone, but like to a lot of people I interviewed, because before making the movie, I was, you know, I wanted to make a documentary about this subject matter. So I spent time with intersex people. I've really, you know, shared a lot of things with them, and I also, even while I was writing, I would ask them, do you think it's accurate, do you think, and you know, so when, you know, I kind of really shared with them, you know, and it's common, it's something common to be, that it happens when they're 18, 19, because it's really, they try to push it as much as they can to a moment where it's not possible to go back anymore, and so 15, it's a little early. To, you know, for most of the people, probably, I don't know if it's the same now, but that's when I shot the movie, was like that.
Can I ask a question?
How
did you get in touch with the intersex community? And was that in Italy or somewhere else?
No, it was both. It was first in America, because when I lived in New York, it was really the beginning of that, you know, movement. So it was a bit of a struggle to find them. But after a while, I found like the first associations that were forming at the time. So I would, you know, write them and say, like, I'm interested in the subject matter. And so that's how, you know, that's how it happened. And then I remember one of the first women, intersex, you know, women I met was actually in Pennsylvania. I remember I lived in New York and I went to visit her in this small town next, you know, between New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And, you know, and really start sharing, and she would like, you know, open up. I was filming her as well. So we would go together. We went to like hospitals to speak to like student, you know, medicine students, or so I got in touch like normally, really like writing them, and then one brings the other, and then we, you know, and then I had a community. And then when I went back to Italy, I also found a girl, Arianna, that really shared her story with me. And then she passed away, she died, and then I decided to name the film after her for that reason.
And then, so were there any queer intersex individuals in the production process besides the interview, or was that really just the research that they were able to be present?
No, actually, also, I wanted an intersex person to act as a lead role. And I also talked to a girl that I was close to at the time, not Arianna, another girl. And that I would see, you know, very, you know, often, and I would spend, you know, days with, sharing thoughts, sharing ideas on the film. And at some point I asked her if she, you know, she wanted to act, but she was too shy. She felt really like, I don't know, it would have been weird also for her family, for her. It was something very personal. And so I tried, but I couldn't find anybody. And then eventually, after like a year of searching of castings, etc., I found Undina, and then she was good for it.
And then when viewers are reflecting on, you know, intersexuality and gender, by watching some of those explicit scenes with you know, sex and nudity, how was the process for you in making sure that it didn't fall into the traditional male gaze where it becomes more voyeuristic? How were you able to make sure that didn't translate in the film?
For me, it was even like some of the scenes were even planned the way they're in the movie. So much that when you see the scene where Arianna is like, you know, checking that everything is okay with her, and she's completely naked, and she's like looking at her, like it's really evident. That's something that Ondina decided, like on her own. I didn't want to intervene in any mean. I had an idea in my mind how I wanted to shoot this, and I didn't say anything. And then I went on set, and she was there in the position, you see her. And then I said, okay, then fine. Okay, I'm not pushing anything. That's the way she perceived the scene. That's the way she wanted to make it. Let's go for it. So let's go for it. And so really, like, and that's probably the strongest scene in the movie in terms of, like, you know, really like showing something that it can be like shocking or hard to, you know, or strong to see, and came out completely on her side. And the other nudity, for me, it was only, I mean, I also come from documentaries, and for me, the most important thing is like being natural, being real. I don't care. Like, you're naked, you're naked. You're not naked, you're not naked. I don't care. If, like, when you're talking to a friend, you take your t-shirt off because it's normal for you to be naked or whatever, be that. I don't want to create this like false idea of, like, for me, like the spontaneity, like, of having them, the relation between the two girls was so important, especially in a film that where sexuality, it's part of the thing. So you can't avoid it. So it's not that you can, the body is an important, has an important role in any means. You have to show it. For me, it wasn't an issue. I never thought, I never thought as a, you know, in a voyeuristic way, you know what I mean? It was like just the way I felt it was right to do it.
Mm-hmm. And did you have any specific films or other visuals that served as an inspiration to kind of capture that non-voyeuristic, you know, gaze or shots?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's, I always feel, I try to put myself in the position of seeing what, like, in that case, like, a female director will shoot something like that, okay? Mm-hmm. Where there's no, you know, there's no problem in, like, whatever you approach, it's like, it comes from the same side. So that's it, you know? And I've seen movies, like, even if you see XXY, which is another movie about intersexuality that was shot in Argentina by a woman director, there's nudity, there's stuff, there's, like, you know? And for me, it's not easy to do. But, like, I try to have this approach in saying, okay, I don't know, to put myself in somebody else's, you know, perspective. In that case, like a woman, or, you know, really work with my own identity in the way I approached, you know, the actors. And, you know, so, but again, it came really natural. I didn't push anything.
So how can you manage about, you know, putting yourself in the position of a woman filming another woman who is showing her problems with her sexuality? So what is your cognitive position? I mean, what are you actually doing? Can you elaborate on that?
I don't know.
It's very interesting to me.
I don't know. There's different ways. First, it's like, on a very practical, on a practical level, it's the way that you're, that I was working with a woman cinematographer. So my DOP was a woman. That helped a lot, also the feeling, because, like, she was behind the camera. It was a woman, it was a mother, it was someone that could completely understand that, you know. Plus, my director of photography also is an only mother with 5 children, that raised their children on their own, whose sexuality is also kind of, you know, to, you know, undefinable for me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that relate a lot to that. So I was having, you know, I was using a medium between me and them.
And once again, I just want to say thank you to Director Carlo Lavagna for joining myself and Professor Marini Mayo for this interview. If you'd like to catch the full clip, feel free to contact myself and I can get that to you. Have a great day.